And the Oscars are this weekend. We want to take a moment to focus on a category that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but we're going to give it some anyway. Best Original Song. And here to help us do that this year is Mason Daring, a composer of dozens of movie soundtracks. He's also a professor of film scoring at the Berklee College of Music. Mason, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy. A pleasure.
And you're actually an Academy voter.
That's
Are you going to tell us how you're going to vote on this one? Or?
Oh, there's no chance. That would be a spoiler.
All right. Well, how
no can do?
How do the nominees get selected in this category?
Well, the Academy is intent on a level playing field, and to that end, they send every member of the music branch. There are roughly 300 of us. They send us a DVD that bears every eligible song that year. This year, we received a DVD with 74 3-minute clips. So we watch the clip from the movie in which the song appears. And it's very fair, I think, because we actually don't know who the singer is or who the writers are. We sit and we take a day and go through all 74 cuts and submit our 5 favorites.
And what are you looking for in a song when you go through all those 74 clips?
Well, 2 things. How good is the song? How memorable is it? What's its internal force? Then, of course, how well does it fit in the picture? We haven't always seen the entire movie. We often have. But it's really the sum total of how well it works. There was a time when most of these songs were drawn from closed credits, but that's no longer the case. They have to be written especially for the film.
Because everybody gets up and leaves during the credits these days.
Well, that's true. And they used to just buy them and slap them on. Now, an awful lot of thought and care goes into the crafting of each of the songs you'll hear in any motion picture.
As you know, there's been a lot of controversy this year surrounding the Oscars and the nominations with the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite. Does that fit into this category at all? Because we do have, at least The Weeknd, nominated for one of the songs.
Well, I sure hope it doesn't fit in. For one thing, we really have no idea who's the gender or race of the people singing. We can guess at it. We can look it up if we're curious, but why would we? What matters to us is how much we like the tune.
So the whole controversy wasn't in your mind as you were looking through the nominees or listening to them?
No, it wasn't, except to the extent that this is the year that things matter. It's a tremendously political year, both in the Oscars and in life itself. And to that end, I think we often thought about the import of the songs for which we were voting.
All right, well, let's listen to the nominated songs. This is Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey, performed by, as we said, The Weeknd. So I'ma care for you, you, you. I'ma care for you, 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 you. Yeah. 'Cause girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it, the way you work it, 'cause girl, you earned it, yeah, girl, you earned it, yeah. You now, I have to say, personally, I'm a fan of this song. It was a top 5 hit for The Weeknd. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's Weeknd's biggest song ever. I think it fit the movie. It's a sexual song. It's supposed to be, and it is. Once again, he crafted this song. He did a heck of a job, and that's why it made it, I think. It represents the film.
The next one we want to listen to, and there were some documentaries in this category. This is Till It Happens to You. It's from The Hunting Ground, which was a film about rape on college campuses. You tell me hold your head up, hold your head up, and be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up, you gotta get up and move. The music and lyrics here by Diane Warren and Lady Gaga, performed there by Lady Gaga, who, of course, brings the star power. But Diane Warren, I read, has been nominated for Best Original Song 8 times, and she's never won.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be her year.
What do you think? What do you like about this one?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Lady Gaga. She just matures and grows, and this is a song about something. It's got that going for it, and it happens to be a pretty great song, and you can hear the force behind both the writing craft and the powerful vocals of Lady Gaga. You know, Jeremy, this is the first year I can remember when we have two songs from documentaries and no songs from an animated musical.
Huh.
What does that tell you about...
What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me times are changing.
Huh. Well, let's get to the other one from a documentary. This is from the documentary Racing Extinction. This is Manta Ray.
Oh, the loving and separating. Oh, the time.
The recognizable voice there of Anthony Hegarty, but also, I've never heard the word biodiversity in a song.
Isn't that an amazing lyric?
Yeah.
He doesn't only get away with it, he sells it. It's a fabulous song. J. Ralph's a great songsmith, great composer, and it's his second nomination, I believe. And once again, this song is about something.
It's about something, and it lasts outside of the movie.
Oh, it does. It's a chilling song.
All right, let's get to the next one. This is Simple Song Number 3 from the film Youth.
I feel complete. I lose all control. I lose all
music and lyrics here by David Lang, performed by the South Korean opera singer Sumi Jo.
And David Lang is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've ever had one of those before.
I wonder if does that become one of those things that they try to win this award, that award, and the... I know there's the Oscar, the Tony, and the Grammy.
Yeah,
but I don't know if the Pulitzer goes into that, but anyway.
No, it doesn't. He doesn't work on many film projects. This is from a movie called Youth, and it's a moment at the end of the movie. It has to do with Michael Caine conducting, having written this song, conducting it for the Queen, and not having the love of his life there at that moment. Sumi Jo is the real deal. I mean, you're listening to an operatic soprano. Emote. I've never heard a song like this on the Oscars before. It is possibly the slowest tempo song that's ever been nominated. Huh. It's south of Adagio, I think. It's a very sensual song, and I think it's an amazing tune.
All right, we have one more in the category, and this comes from English singer-songwriter Sam Smith. It is the theme song to the latest James Bond film, Spectre. Let's listen to Writings on the Wall.
Cause the writing's on the wall.
that incredible voice. The movie didn't love it, but tell me about what you think about this song.
Well, it's a Bond tune. I mean, there's never been a careless or casual Bond tune. I mean, think about who he's in the footsteps of. Shirley Bassey. Adele.
Adele just a few years ago.
Yeah, and normally the Bond songs were a lock. But how do we know that? Once again, if it's the year of things that matter, how much power does a Bond song have?
So it sounds from what you're saying like you're not going to be able to tell me who you think is going to win this category.
Well, that's like asking me what you might get for Christmas. If I thought about it, I'd be wrong. And wrong or right, it would be a spoiler. And this year, no idea.
That is Mason Daring, who's a composer and professor of film scoring at the Berklee College of Music and a member of the Academy, talking with us about the nominees for the Best Original Song this year. Mason, thank you.
My pleasure.